Julia.
Justin. Nick.
No kids.
On Dunkin' Donuts.
Right here.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
Stars. The crickets are chirping. They stop at my step. I stop my step, and they start off again. Anniversary, and the bullfrogs, and everything that can sing, is singing its mating song. Soil is steaming, grass is swooning, guns or fireworks are popping down in the town. A woman is running, a man jumps up and down. And you've hidden my keys. This is one anniversary you're spending with me. I slide in the front seat, driver's side. To hot wire and hightail crosses my mind. But still in the driveway, fixed like the stars. On the headlights, and go back inside. The climate's controlled. All the battery dies, clipping the wings of your morning flight. Our anniversary, a celebration. next year. You'll join me in my car. We'll drive together, but not too far. Far from flowers, cut and dry. So let us thrive, let us thrive, let us thrive, let us thrive. Just like the weeds occur sometimes. Right, that was Bill Callahan, back when he was known as Smog. That was from a few years ago. This is kind of quiet. There we go. Oh, much better. Yeah, that was the song Our Anniversary from his album called Supper. And that song goes out to my my sweetie, Anna King. Not the nicest anniversary song, but I like it a lot. She and I have been together for 10 years, so I'm playing a couple songs at the top here to celebrate that and as a tribute to a lovely person. So we're going to hear some songs that loosely related to her, and then a bunch of songs from 10 years ago, kind of when we got together, and it's kind of remarkable to think that bands like the album The Unicorns put out, and the Sufjan Stevens and Hidden Cameras all put out pretty great records 10 years ago. Time has flown by. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from UBC. After those songs, we're also going to hear some bands that are coming or that are playing soon this weekend specifically. Lots of local bands, lots of great shows this weekend, so I'll chat all about that in a little bit. First up, we're going to hear the band Diana from Toronto. They have a new EP out, and they have a song called Anna, so I'm going to start off with that. Diana is a trio. One of the members, Joseph, was the touring saxophonist with Destroyer when he toured his Kaput record. He recently got married to a friend of mine, Kate, so congratulations to them. And I hope you have a wonderful wedded bliss in your future. Here is the song Anna by Diana from their new EP Perpetual Surrender. Here we go.
Live at Rickshaw presents San Francisco Psychedelic Garage Rockers, the OCs with Blind Chick and OBM Thirds at the Rickshaw Theater, Wednesday, October 16th. Get your tickets at live@rickshaw.com. Follow at Rickshaw Theater on Twitter for more information.
Oh, hey. I'm trying to play this PSA and it's not working. It's forcing me to play Liquor Kings or something. Why won't you work? Sagan. Sagan! No. Can't do it. Okay, just gonna play the next song instead. Sorry, Carl Sagan. Right, that was Anna King with her song "Back to Soul" with the song. Oh no, with from her album "Back to Soul," the song "I Found You." I have a cold. I don't know if that's apparent from my nasally voice, but it's also I'm not at 100% here, people. So thanks for bearing with me. That album is notable in part because Anna King is an awesome singer and also shares the name of my partner. But also that album produced by James Brown under a pseudonym, but she was sort of a protege of James Brown's, and he produced that album. Fun stuff. Before that, we heard Weird War from their album If You Can't Beat 'Em, Bite 'Em, and the song AK-47. When Anna plays softball, AK-47, this song is her walk-up music for batting, and it's a great nickname for a excellent softball player. And at the top, we heard the band Diana from Toronto with their song Anna. So, in thinking over the last 10 years, I was also thinking of, like, what are the songs, like, what was the music like back then, all of 10 years ago? And I kind of just went through a couple of old mix CDs and things like that, and picked a few songs that I really liked from back then. Yeah, The Unicorns were one of that album that they put out in 2003. It was called Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone. Still great. I love The Unicorns. Somehow Islands and the other offshoot band by Alden Penner never quite reached the same like weird wonderfulness of The Unicorns. They never quite achieved that again. So we're going to hear the song Les Os. After that, Sufjan Stevens from his album Greetings from Michigan, the Great Lake States, the first of his 50 States project that has definitely fizzled out. At this point, I think we can all say that since 2005, when he released that Illinois record, nothing much has been happening on the state's project front, as far as I can tell. He originally was going to record a concept album for each state, but not coming through. Anyways, we're going to hear the song Holland, and after that, some Hidden Cameras. So here we go. Here are The Unicorns with their song Les Os on CITR 101.9 FM.
Bye. Night. That was The Hidden Cameras from their 2003 album, The Smell of Our Own. That was the song Band Marriage. Yeah, you said it, Joel Gibb. Years ago, I had the great fortune on the Mississauga Goddamn Tour, which was the tour that the album that was released after this one. Through a friend of a friend, I got asked to perform as one of the backup singers for the Hidden Cameras, which was a lot of fun. So me and my friend Anu and her friend Katie all were out on this risers at the back at Richards on Richards singing along. We did one half rehearsal. Like, we showed up during the sound check and they were like, do this and do that. And I listened to the records and it went fairly well, except at one point when during what's the song about piss? Golden Streams. I realized that I was the only one singing with the lead singer, Joel Gibb, and everyone else shut up because it was this beautiful moment and I was like harmonizing with him. But I don't know how to do that. Anyways, it was very funny. He was lovely about it. And the rest of the band were a lot of fun, too. So it's good. He moved to Berlin a couple of years ago. He was in Toronto for a long time. But now I see that they are releasing a new album. So they're back in the game, the Hidden Cameras. So they have an album coming out later this year called Age. And they have a new single. I haven't heard it yet. I got to check that out. It's called Gay Goth Scene. It was released in July. What have I been doing? Resting on my laurels. Yeah, so look out for that. Before that, we heard Sufjan Stevens from his album Greetings from Michigan. I like that song, I think, and then I was kind of like, all right, you done yet there, Sufjan? Maybe time to wrap it up. Oh, well, I could have selected my songs better. And at the very top, we heard The Unicorns from their album Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone, the song Les Os. The Unicorns, you can check out Islands or Mr. Heavenly if you want to keep tabs on where the members of Unicorns are now. Also Clues, all projects that have risen from the ashes of the Unicorns, who called it quits in 2004. All right, moving along, we're going to listen to some garage rock. How about we shake it up a little bit? Paul Jacobs, I think, is from Central Canada. I believe he's from not Toronto, but a city around there. I will do my research when I come back. But my friend Penny Clark recently did a post on Weird Canada about him, and it's good. I'm glad she wrote about it and brought it to my attention, because it is good. So we're going to hear from his single Coffin Ride the song Fuck School, which I'm sure is something that a lot of people around these parts can sympathize with. It's a common sentiment. Here we go. Here is Paul Jacobs. We'll be right back.
touring in support of her critically acclaimed new album, Clover, Jada Kelly's Canadian tour comes to Vancouver. The wolf don't hunt like he used to. Jada Kelly is live at the Railway Club Thursday, October 17th at 6:30 p.m. with special guest Dylan Stone. Clover is available on Divergent Recordings. Tickets available at the Railway Club or online at therailwayclub.com.
Project Space presents the second annual Vancouver Art Book Fair, a two-day festival of artists publishing in the heart of downtown at the Vancouver Art Gallery. Come immerse yourself in the awesomeness of books, magazines, zines, and printed ephemera. Artist talks, workshops, performances, panel discussions, and installations will provide you with a multi-sensory experience that expands beyond the printed page. Free and open to public, the event takes place on October 5th and 6th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, visit VancouverArtBookFair.com.
Hi folks, it's DJ Abraham bringing you your morning jam.
It's a beautiful day.
Every Monday from 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here and in your ear, bringing you the modern version of a mixtape. Old school, but still cool. So let's start grooving, dancing, and smiling in the morning.
That was Minneapolis's The Blind Shake. Very nice. From their brand new album, Key to a False Door. That was the song Tu Porte Alegre. I think I'm saying that incorrectly. Yeah, they are signed to Castleface Records, the record label of Mr. John Dwyer from the OCs. Very good home for this band, I assume. and fun music. Before that, we heard The Everywheres from Halifax. Halifax just doing so much these days with the great weird pop. They're really good for you, Halifax. I wish I was going to your fabled pop explosion later this month. That's from the album Slow Friends. That was the song Laugh Lines. And at the top, we heard Paul Jacobs from the album Coffin Ride. That was the song Fuck School. All right, almost done. I have run out of time. I had big plans for today, but I'm not going to get to play everything I wanted to. Tonight at Simply Delicious Sushi, around 28th and Main, the band Cult Babies is going to be releasing their debut cassette. And so we're going to hear the song Good Death. Go see them now because they're leaving town. They're going to be going on tour with Jay Arner. And they're going to be heading all over North America. It looks like quite the adventure that they're about to embark upon. They're at Simply Delicious tonight with Jay Arner and Watermelon. So I've played a lot of Jay Arner. I love that man, but I'm going to just hold off on playing that today. Going to listen to some Cult Babies, the song Good Death, and then we're going to hear some Watermelon from their excellent cassette released earlier this year. So here are Cult Babies, Good Death.
Dog in my neighborhood had a taste for blood. He could do no good. Is he gonna die? Yeah, he's gonna die.
All right. That was Movie Land from their cassette, Blows Up, released earlier this year on Green Burrito tapes. Before that, we heard... Well, I should say, Movie Land are playing on a really great bill with Sean Mrazek Lives and Slow Learners. That's at Pat's Pub on Saturday night. Also on Saturday, Leaf is playing at Celebrities. And this band Houses that Caroline, who was on before me, was talking about is playing at the Electric Owl. Before that, we heard White Poppy. She's playing at the Remington Gallery, and this is her formal LP release party. So we heard the song Dizzy from her self-titled album. And before that, we heard Watermelon from their cassette Kill Two Birds. They're playing tonight at Simply Delicious Sushi, along with Cult Babies, who we heard at the top with the song Good Death. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Hannah's away for the next couple weeks, so there'll be a fill-in for that. But stay tuned to CITR for the rest of the day. It's going to be worth it. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at citr.ca, and you can check out the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Just before I go, congratulations to my friends Darren and Prophecy on their new child. Prophecy gave birth earlier this week, I believe on September 30th, so Monday, and they have a new child named Owl. So congratulations to them, and in honor of the occasion, I'm going to play a song by the Champs called Night Owl. Based on my own experience, I presume this owl is going to be a night owl for the next couple of months. Good luck with all that. This is the Champs. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next week. Woo! Over time.